stingers playing.
CJ.
Busy! Whatever.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh my God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special, messy, very generic live show for Friday, the 16th of November, 2018. A very special, generic live Thanksgiving. It's been a hot minute since I've been on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, we had to pronounce a catch-up show like no other. No, I'm not talking about the tomato sauce. My name is Dale Campbell, and I've got guests. I've got guests. Guests are here. Guests are present, I guess.
We're generically live.
We're generically live. Again, once again, we will not be silenced. Joining me on this cast, the man and the woman that did the last show back in July. Ladies and gentlemen, from Geek.io itself, we've got CJ and Rachel back!
Yay! I'm bad at producing!
I'm bad at hosting, because I couldn't get the word hello out.
And I'm good at cooking dinner.
And,
clap.
And I'm put us under the category of your bum is talking, which apparently is an adventure game.
So now we know what you should be streaming next.
Exactly, the Obama's talking. Also, whoever had the generic live show bingo card for me to do a pre-show reference in like the first 5 minutes of the show, tick that off now. That may as well be the freebie. But we did have an amazing pre-show. I've got presents because it is my birthday in a couple of days.
So I should not clap under the table.
clap under the table.
It's not caught.
The boats gave me a wonderful birthday present, and we're doing like a little Thanksgiving sort of special catch up. It's family dinner.
It is.
We've literally put a camera and a microphone at our family dinner.
Hell
and
yes.
We're literally this is
my life. Like,
this is literally our life. We're recording family dinner for everyone and calling it a podcast and shipping it out to you guys. Is that that's not a thing. Shipping it out to you.
I mean, I ship it.
Well, you ship me in this show?
Yes.
As we literally said earlier.
Long distance lovers.
Literally earlier on, I like did like a random quote and pulled up me self-deprecating not only myself, but
deprecating?
Deprecating! Better than duplicating. Describing the show, and one of the fake taglines I did was generic live show. Put a face mask on and it's the instant cure to insomnia. So Dale-picating. There you go. Coop's got the right idea. So we're just going to catch up here. We've got to catch you up on, like, what has happened in the last, like...
6 months.
Oof. 6 months. It's been 6 months since I've done this.
It's been
down
there 6 months,
it's
yeah.
Been,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. We've got Thanksgiving dinner. We got the Black Friday tradition.
Yeah.
Don't let that die. Because I think someone posted in the Discord, it might have been you or
it
someone
was me.
That posted in the Discord and was like, hey, here's Black Friday ideas, and I got all sad, and now...
And now we're here!
72 hours worth of planning has come into this show.
We
Believe
planned.
It or not.
We planned!
We actually planned whatever mess this is. So that
this was, is not a mess, though. This is delicious.
That
Thank
is,
you,
this
Rachel.
This is delicious. Rachel did Thanksgiving dinner, we got turkey boob.
Though my son tried to sabotage it big time, we managed to pull it together.
It was delicious turkey boob. Not sponsored, but I don't care. Local supermarket, Lucky's, freaking in St. Petersburg, Florida. Jesus Christ. Stop being awesome.
Right. Wait, CJ knows how to plan? I mean, yes. That's not a... He's a Slytherin. Of course he knows how to plan. There you go.
Just adopting my Slytherin persona now.
We've got delicious, like, root beer as well.
From Lucky's, yeah.
From Lucky's as well.
Yeah.
So... I mean, no, that's that. We've got a couple of news stories as well to round out, and we've also got CJ's favorite segment, the bumper he's going to refuse to play later on.
You goddamn right, I am.
You betcha, I'm going to do it acapella-ly. Acapella-ly?
Acapella-ly.
I'm going to deluge.
Acapella-ly. 1976, 1333. This is just bad Alex Jones when you're yelling off numbers like that. Kai just becomes Alex Jones at that point.
Right.
See, it's bad because I was doing this in the car with certain songs. Like on the, it took us 3 hours to get up here. It normally takes us like 90 minutes. But no, literally everybody decided to go on to I-4 and I-275.
And be the National Drive.
Yeah, like, we were at the stoplight for like 5 minutes.
The only part of the trip that didn't have traffic is literally right by my house.
Yeah, like, where we went from your house to where we are.
And I'm looking for fingers like on camera. That's minutes. The thing now.
We need That's a small thing. Child to give us a napkin. That's what we need.
That's what we need. Great minds, huh? All right.
So, yeah, I was messing around with it, and he's like, oh, we should do that, because I was screwing around, get me a napkin, in the car, what, about a week ago now? Like, right after Dale said, this is what we're doing, and we were like, oh, we're plotting, and I was like, oh, wait, maybe.
So, no, literally all I got was, we're kidnapping, you've got 3 days off, congratulations, we're kidnapping you.
Yeah. We have plans,
dude. And then Dale's like, I need one answer. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, what is it? Because whenever Dale does that, it usually comes out Grumpy Dale.
Yeah, it's literally producer, thank you.
Look,
so
we have
much.
Napkins for Dale.
Yeah, it is usually just like, well, I need to know this, 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 and this.
Okay.
Because I only have 37 and a half minutes between my hot dates with my supermodel friends.
Which apparently is still a bit.
It still is a bit. I've seen the girls that you hang out with at Disney World, my friend.
But what about, do you go to the pool?
Do I go to the pool?
Not in this weather, because Florida's winter
it's
is being held on
cold
Friday.
Right now.
It's actually cold. It's a bit nippy. But, I don't know where we're going with any of that.
What was your one question?
Oh, my one question was, and this will make sense when we start explaining things.
Yes.
We'll jump in right now. Because it is a requirement for me to stay in America is to do one cultural, quote-unquote, cultural activity a month that isn't involving a theme park.
A theme park? Or just Disney?
Just Disney.
Okay.
Oh, then you're fine.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Sorry.
That might be a hint to something else.
Ah!
We're bringing you to a water park.
Yes!
We're going to talk about nipples. Here we go.
Here we go. Tomorrow. Here we come. Tomorrow at 11.
Tomorrow it's supposed to go up to like 71. Maybe.
Blizzard Beach is being taken to a whole new level.
Literally, a blizzard happened at Blizzard Beach. Would you imagine?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
would you imagine?
No, I don't want to think about that. That's a dirty word. That B word is a dirty word.
No, I'm doing No Shave November. I'm doing No Shave November, and
right.
It's driving me insane.
Oh, okay.
I've had, like, my 90s villain goatee since I was, like, 15.
Since the 90s.
Except for when you flew down to Florida in, like, 2003 to meet
like,
me. And then
right.
You were 12.
Like, so, but I've had this 90s villain goatee, and I've, like, tried to... I'm not shaving, and I'm just, like, it's driving me insane. These sideburns, next thing.
It's funny.
Thing,
we're,
like,
we're sitting as we're driving, and I just reach over and I start doing this to him on his chin. And he's like,
"Has Florida ever had a true blizzard?"
The Panhandle has gotten. I think the highest that they've gotten is like 14 inches, but that's the Panhandle up by Alabama and Mississippi.
Yeah, that's when that was a while ago. Though, so
hold on, I'll look.
Do you want some generic life science while we're talking about this?
Sure.
So my new boss, I've changed jobs since I did the last generic life show.
Yes.
My new boss is literally a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and not joking, his major was in astrophysics.
Right. Okay, so literally a rocket scientist.
Literally a rocket scientist. So he will sit there and just give me lectures, and I will sit and listen to it and just attach onto everything.
Right.
So he's going over these... like the way that the sun has been hitting the earth lately and the readings from it and everything like that. So by 2030, anything north of Jacksonville, Florida is just going to be pretty much what we think of Canada now.
Oof. Oof. That's not a thing. That's okay.
Yeah, that's science.
That's going to be a thing. Okay. So remind me to be out of America.
Hey Siri.
What was it? Hey Siri. What would you like to convert into pounds?
This is about you, water buffalo.
There we go.
Okay, so when you're looking up snow in Florida, thank you, Wikipedia.
It gets its own Wikipedia.
Up got its own Wikipedia. F. Camera on the Bay Bridge in northern Florida.
F. Camera.
January 20th and 29th, 2014, much of the panhandle experienced significant ice buildup from freezing rain and sleet, followed by a light snowfall.
A light snowfall. Gotcha.
I'd like to point out that there light. Was a meme on Facebook that... Facebook.
Winter will be held on Friday this year.
Right.
Right?
Just on Fridays.
There was also one in 1977. What would similar? 1774, unaccustomed to snow.
1776!
It was extraordinary white rain. First Christmas, December 23rd, 1989, we had snow.
1989, 1721, do you remember snowing?
I was actually alive for that. That's kind of disturbing.
Mm. What, the 17th?
Okay. Oh, here we go. The vast majority of snow events in Florida occurred in far northern Florida and the Jacksonville area. According to the National Weather Service, the record snowfall for the city is 1.9 inches, which fell on February 12th, 1899. Actually, my great-grandmother was born that year.
Uh-huh.
Tampa has a recorded snowfall and record snowfall of 0.2 inches.
Yeah!
Which was on January 18th, 1977. And the scary record thing snowfall. Is, record let me tell you, snowfall. The sad part is it probably had everybody going, what do we do?
I mean,
So there you go.
I know you don't like talking. I know past life, my ex... She lived in California her entire life.
That one. Uh-huh. Oh, God, that one.
And she came to Ohio
to... Wait, let me preface this with, oh, God, that one.
Correct.
Right.
So, she comes to Ohio to live with me. And it starts snowing. And she's out there. She's literally just staring up at the sun. And eventually she goes, the fuck is this white shit? This is snow, right? The fuck is this white shit?
I mean,
you don't like swearing on the show.
Sorry, literally everyone that walks into Magic Kingdom when there's a Christmas party, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Because it snows.
It snows. Okay.
It's the Magic Kingdom. It's supposed to. It's magic.
It's magic.
Right. But Elsa's just made the soap taste like... it's made the snow taste like soap, so everyone wouldn't eat it at all.
Yeah, and it's so healthy and tastes great.
Uh-huh. And we'll clean your mouth out.
Yeah.
So,
Dirty mouth.
So... I heard rumors, and this is before I started paying a lot of attention to the Disney fandoms and stuff like that, that it was sugar.
Okay, really uncomfortable about what's coming next.
It was sugar water, basically. It was frozen sugar water. That's what the rumors were. So we go to Barry Mary, and I'm like,
And he's got what? A 2 and a 3 year old going, Daddy, you're not supposed to eat soap bubbles.
Like, I was told it was something else.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not believe what you read. It's the internet, right?
Yeah, like, since then, obviously, we haven't been to Very Merry in 4 years, Rachel.
Well, considering after we went to Very Merry was when things blew up.
It's been 4 years since we've been to Very Merry. It's like, but since then, I've obviously dove a lot more into Disney fandoms and had my own podcast that died.
And he doesn't believe in the shit that he hears everywhere else.
Right.
I do my own goddamn research, or ask Dale.
Well, ask me.
Where he doesn't give me any information about anything.
No, sir.
I'm not telling.
Like, I'm like, hey, Dale, you can at least tell me this thing. This is not private information.
This is not private
what
information.
What did I get on you about?
It was something about food and wine, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was passholder rewards.
Right.
Which I'm like, is a public thing. I'm like, you can freaking tell me that.
Now, here's the funny thing. I have two other... cast member friends.
Right.
So it means she ate like 5 bites.
Thank you. Good night. Because it's 10:17. Just go to bed. Oh my God. Because it's Florida and it's so
good. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
So yeah, whatever you want to tell me,
right.
I'll just go, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I can pick up the phone and call them. I'm call them.
You can call them. Oof, on their cell phone.
On their house phone, actually.
On their house phone. Okay,
here's wildness. One of them actually still has a house phone.
What's a house phone?
What is this?
We used the house phone before. For a can opener.
What are you doing?
But
my delicious bag for my can opener. For my cranberry jelly.
Cranberry.
There's toothpaste and toothbrushes in the red bag and the blue bag.
But... Man, where to start though? Like, it's been an adventure. Like, it's been
It's been fun.
Like, well, first they flew Barger airplane.
Oh my god, can we talk about that? All the episodes of Enjoy the Airport in Discord. No, Snack, no! Come back!
No, Snack got on the plane without me.
Why did Snack leave me?
But Snack is going to California. Why can't I go with
Snack? Why can't I go have a snack in California? But, yeah, literally they botched my plane up. They're like, oh, so it's a four-hour delay.
63 hours later.
Right? There's a four-hour delay in your plane, so therefore, so you can either do one of two things. They didn't say this, but this is how I took it. You can either, A, go back to your house, get another full night's sleep, and be fully prepared for a life-changing flight tomorrow. Or, what you could do is sleep in the in Sydney Airport and wait a day. What would I like to... What would you like to convert into pounds?
My sleeping.
My sleeping. This is about me. No, this is about you, not me. And we're like, okay, let's do that. And then they gave everyone, like, coupons, food coupons to, like, enjoy the airport, I guess. And then...
This was in Cairns. Yeah, I would say Sydney Airport has some legit food in it. Like,
right. Cairns did too. Like, we had...
Yeah, Cairns was okay.
Cairns Airport was okay. I had local coffee and I had, like, a Danish thing to buy with my $13 at an airport. By the way, airport prices. Boy, howdy. Which was okay, and then they're like, oh, so we actually just cancelled your flight. And I'm like, oh, hello? Like, that's not a thing. I legit need to be in America by this date. You need to rebook me. You do understand.
For real.
This is not a drill.
Yeah, this is not me just whining. This is actually, like, legit. I have a contract.
I didn't bring it with me, but I have a folder that's, like, this big full of paperwork. Like, this is legit. Jeez. But I'm like, so, you know, I have to go. They're like, oh, we'll see what we can do. I'm like, no. I'm staying here. Oh, but you can sit over there. Okay, well, sure. And then I kept, like, because I was meant to be in America that next day, I've got all, of course, my pre-arrival stuff's coming in. And of course, I'm flinging it off to, like, you guys are levy, but that, and staying with them going, so this is a light read in the airport. And then they called me over and they went, so you're working tomorrow. You're not working. You're leaving tomorrow. I'm like, okay, that I can do with.
You're working tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow. So went back to my parents' place and, like, you know, hung out with them for the day. You know, went for dinner. They drove me to the airport the next morning.
Again
at 4:30 in the morning.
A.M. in the morning. With Dale and Jesus.
Man, I forgot about that bit.
No, you didn't. We just haven't done it on the air yet.
AKA, I didn't want to bring up that bit again.
Sister Mary Margaret.
And Gay Stitch.
Also, drink for Rachel saying things off camera.
Right.
So that's four jokes on this show, whatever the hell this show is.
This is a family dinner. So, that was fun. And then the flights themselves were okay. Like, I can't remember anything that stuck out to me now.
Yeah, I know.
No, was that...
Sports bras on your face.
Yes, the sports bra on my lap.
No, that was when you first came to America. I said, thus, no sports bras on your lap.
Yes, no sports bra on my lap, because that was the last time where I woke up and found something leopard print on my lap and thought it was a sports bra. Airplane sleep's weird. But then got here, took me in for the week, and we got all settled up. I got
good stuff.
Got a bank account, got a phone.
Yeah, Rachel dragged him to American banks. Everybody thought Dale and Rachel were married. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody
thought
Dale and Rachel were married. Oh, my God.
Oh, is she coming in? I'm like, nope, that's...
Yeah, was your wife wanting to come in?
First, she's not my wife. Then she's flattered, but no. Second of all,
I think the response was, no, he's a big boy, he's got this all by himself.
That didn't help.
I have a black and blue that's about that big.
Right.
My butt hurts.
But then...
Just saying.
Just saying.
Your bum is talking?
Your bum is talking.
No, my bum is crying. It hurts.
I'm so glad that we're on the your bum is talking category right now. I mean, we got a lot of viewers for whatever your bum is talking is. I think we're the number one your bum is talking stream.
Yay!
It's like me doing Liquid Handicap that month and we broke the number one Donkey Kong Country. So you're literally looking up what your bum is talking is, right?
What?
What are you talking about?
It actually looks kind of interesting. Frightening, but interesting.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about, Dale.
But, so yeah. No,
I apologize for stream quality. I'll do it on my phone, because it's probably a smarter idea.
We got all set it up. I'm living in a dorm. I live with that noise. Because we also have an ice machine. But I lived with two other people, and my third one was invisible for a hot minute.
It was his boyfriend, and then it wasn't.
Then, because that's a hot mess. Because his arrival kept getting delayed. I got settled into a dorm. I'm on a bottom bunk that feels like cardboard.
Power bottom
every night. For my life.
Jesus Christ.
Gosh, you little... Alright, CJ.
Go ahead, take a look.
Okay. That's not a butt, though. So that's... Also...
Hey, no, it was a butt. And she was... Now, you just got... hang on Eileen thing where she's showing off her armpits.
That would be Dixie's Midnight Runner.
That one. Talk out of one's ass.
I don't know what that is.
Nope.
You have to show that to the camera.
There you go, camera.
What is
CJ looking up? Talking buds.
But then, you know, I kicked off my training. It's August by this point. I kicked off training and, you know, done numerous amounts of things since starting. And then kicked off the Halloween season. We're now in the Christmas season.
Because that happens Halloween on November 1st. Season,
Christmas season. I mean, I was already decked out with Halloween stuff when we were there. Are you okay over there?
Butts Up is a North American elementary school's playground game.
Come on.
Wikipedia entry.
Alright. This is a game of life.
As an elementary school teacher, I think I need to hear more about this.
Right.
So, Butts Up, a.k.a. Spread Eagle, A-Ball, Asses Up, Assies Rehabbing Suey, Bolivar Shanksty's Revenge, Balls Deep, Ballsies, Bear Trap, with an asterisk, Blackjack, along with other colloquial names, is a North American elementary school playground game originating in the 1950s or earlier. It is slightly similar to the game Screen Ball. Butts Up or Booties Up began in the 1940s or 1950s as a penalty phase of various city street games. Butts Up is played with a ball, such as a tennis ball, handball, or racquetball, on a paved surface against a wall, with a variable number of participants, usually more than three and often likely to exceed 10. Butts Up tends to be played during recess, before or after school. Popular in New England is another frequent variation of wall ball, which usually differs a lot from the more widely known Butts Up. Apparently, it's been widely known.
Okay. By the way,
I know wall ball because it used to be called either wall ball or handball.
Yeah.
Throw the ball against
right.
the ball.
I've never heard it called Butts Up, though.
By the way, Bear Trap was my
I'd like to know when my ass was supposed to be in the air. All these, like, I'm sitting, well, you on. See me, like, sitting here, and Dale's looking at me like...
Well, like, hang on. Yeah,
I can't find anything about your bum is talking, and this makes me sad.
But no, I'm sitting here trying to figure out in 8 years... between elementary and middle school that I used to play wall ball when my ass was supposed to be in the air.
Right. Like,
I feel like I played this game wrong for so many years now.
I'm top tempted to go to that wall and try and figure out how that works. Like, do you, like, put your butt up in the air as you throw the ball at the wall? That's a Dr. Seuss novel.
I don't know.
As I put my butt up and throw it against the wall. I mean, the ball
like,
is throwing your butt up.
This is the conversation. I had to leave my classroom today. You're going to love this. This is fourth and fifth grade, so I've got, 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys, and it's an all-boys class, and of course, me and my assistant are both, well, women, at least we like to admit to being women.
Yeah.
No, my associate is bloody amazing. I will cry if she leaves me, but she's a licensed teacher, so she's doing this because she had issues go on. But anyway, so I had to step outside because one of my kiddos was like, "Rah!" Like, not towards me, but just in general. One of my other kids is a big jerk face. Doesn't shut up, antagonizes. Anyway.
Right.
So, then I have this one little boy. He is the sweetest thing. He is very low, shall I say? The elevator doesn't hit the top.
The
butt is not all the way up.
But here we are talking about the butt up. I had come back into the room. And... But let me get through this because I don't know if I can get through this with a straight face. It's not going to happen. So I stepped outside. I was dealing with my other student who was having a meltdown on the phone with parents. And, you know, he finally calmed himself down, got himself back together because he's normally one of my really good ones. So I walk back in, and I've got my two on the computers doing their work, and my one that was on the iPad sitting with my associate is MIA.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk back in, and apparently he went out the other door, because I've got two doors in my classroom, and our toilet is broken, so I now have Mrs. Bo's potty pass, and it says, please allow me to use your toilet since ours is still out of order. So he went to go use the restroom. But of course, while I'm outside, they're conversing, my associate and the three boys that are inside.
Oh boy.
And my sweet little low boy has been farting up a storm all day.
Oh no. His butt was all the way out.
But he goes, I think I need to go to the bathroom. And he'd stand and go, nope, it went back up.
Oh.
And then he'd sit back down and he'd go, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. And then he'd stand up and he goes, nope. And I'm like, that's not how that works. Gravity doesn't go up.
I mean,
if you're got to poop, it goes down because gravity pulls things down and your body pushes things down. But this was apparently what the entire conversation while I was outside.
Right.
Between my associate who was like, I just don't know where to go with this. I think I've talked about poop more in the last 15 minutes with 4th and 5th graders than I did with pre-K students.
Right, but...
So here we are now talking about butts against the wall, and he keeps leaning up against the wall going, oh, I gotta poop. Nope, I don't have to do it anymore. Nope, I gotta poop. And I'm like... this poor child.
This poor thing.
Like...
That's...
And then we have the conversation of, honey, when you stand up, gravity pulls down.
Uh-huh.
Your poop doesn't go back up into your rectum. Your sphincter holds it in there.
Huh.
And this is the conversation that I'm having with a fourth grader. How do you not know how both of my children, much younger than this child, I have a 2-year-old that knows where poop comes from and how it poops. And the fact that
it
goes
poops.
Down. And it doesn't go back.
But
how it poops.
In saying that, I never had that conversation, but I figured that out the hard way as well. Like, I'm like...
When you stand up, things go down!
Right.
If you don't have a belt on, your pants are too big, they will fall down.
A trend now, apparently.
Yeah.
No, that is a...
That's called laziness.
...sign that you are ready for certain things in jail. That's where that comes from. Fun fact, if you're sagging, your pants are sagging in jail, it means that you are ready to
play the game. Your bum is talking.
Yes, your bum is talking.
Or it will be.
We'll
be singing.
Right.
Because that is the sign that you are looking for certain things in jail. So, of course, when I was in my pre-teaching years, would come into school like that, I'd just be going, oh my god, if you only knew what you're saying to everybody that is in jail right now.
No.
Oh, child. And if my students walked in with that, I'd be like losing my shit because, unfortunately, the demographic of students that I deal with, probably about a third of them are going to end up in jail at one point or another.
Yeah.
And if they walk in with those pants, I'm just going to lose my shit. I might lose my job for that one.
By the way, welcome to Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about butt the whole time.
Right?
Butt poop.
Butt poop. fun.
Jail. Rectal speech, we're going to call it.
But, you know, it's Thanksgiving dinner, so these conversations are very important.
I'm thankful that I don't have to have worries for myself on these problems.
I'm thankful that the category your bum is talking is a category.
Yes.
What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for...
I don't know what he's thankful for.
I am thankful
You're thankful for all the support our listeners give us at patreon.com/geekio. You can get the pre-show and post-show of the Drunk Live Show, the full 3-hour experience. Coop says, I had kids in high school with me who did that.
That's disturbing.
Right. But... One person said it wisely, and I'll say it again. If you're going to take a selfie, take one with a pretty girl. She isn't even that pretty.
I mean, I can post a picture. You took a picture with a selfie. With a selfie. You're not very pretty, but that's okay.
Aww. And I said it once, and then I made you say it as well. That's also a word from the wine.
Made you say it.
Uh-huh.
Midday, poke, touch, pre-show bit.
Yeah, pre-show bit.
Oh my god, I need the shirt.
But yeah, I've done quite a bit. There's been some variety in this. Like, I am based at the Magic Kingdom on Main Street, USA.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any more...
I made it make a sound!
That is my life.
I'm going to share this with CJ, and then he could share it with everybody. share that with the viewers, just because.
Just because.
It's la 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 bingo.
It didn't. No, your phone is...
Oh, you shut my phone off.
I didn't.
Anyway.
It's right there.
It's la 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 bingo. Anyway.
La 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 bingo.
La 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 bingo.
La 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 bingo.
So, yeah, and it doesn't get any more busier than that.
No, yeah, you jumped into... this at like the busiest time ever, like
right at Halloween time and Christmas time. Let's just
welcome to the madness. But not only that, you took it like a trooper, because you went from back home at Willis.
Oh, I haven't thought about that place in 6 months either.
4 to 6 hour shifts at most, right?
Right, at least.
And you know, sometimes you had those crazy ass days, which were crazy.
But right. Never to a point where Woolies was getting closed down for capacity and selling out tickets and pushing people away.
Literally, though. Like, the first Christmas party, we're like, hello, no.
Yeah.
Nope, you need to exit that way.
You need to go.
Exit through that gift shop in Hollywood Studios.
Bye.
Bye, that's the bus.
We wish enjoy you the bus. Take the back road out that way to get to somewhere else, because you can't come here.
Right.
You ain't gotta go home, but you can't party here.
Right.
You will not be ho-ho-hoing this year here.
Do we want to do the Black Friday stuff now, or do we want to do a break, or what do we want to do?
Let's go ahead and jump into these Black Friday...
Some beef ads!
Some beef ads! And we'll catch up.
I did not do your Black Friday things last year. Or whenever we did it last.
Right.
Was it on last year's Black Friday?
I think so. I had a few things. It might have been a post-show bit, but I know I do it every single year.
Yeah.
So, because I am, lazy, describe the Black Friday thing to me.
So, there's 40 pages of Black Friday deals that are here. Some of the top ones are... You know, the favorite, you know, everyone's favorite, Mighty Multi 14-foot aluminium telescopic ladder that you can get for
$18. Why would I need a telescopic ladder, Dale?
I mean, also, that's...
In case you want to touch the stars. Right? That's what that means?
It's exactly. All of the stars. All 14 feet that you can get up in the sky. Get up all up in the sky.
With your butt. My butt!
We're just talking about that! Oh my god, that's a bit. You've got...
I will go to one that we can actually pimp, because we're sponsored, at geek-io.net/Amazon.
Amazon.
Has...
I'm on Amazon right now.
Has some Black Friday sales going on, and they participate more in Cyber Monday. But nevertheless, they are not going to turn down your money.
Yeah.
So,
ooh, you can get a Fire TV stick and an Echo Dot right now because it's a Black Friday deal of the week for $39.98.
Yeah, they're doing Black Friday week sales right now, which is right now you have the hot buy items is again geek-io.net/Amazon.
Now I'm just gonna look at them because I'm
buy three all new Echo Dots, you save $80.
My page is too low.
Oh my god, there's a Dobby with a wand and a book and a map. I think I need Dobby.
Fire 7 kids edition tablets are saved $30 off of each. It's a lot of just
random
Amazon things. Come on, Black Friday ads.
Oh, Black Friday ads.
You're better than this.
Where do I go for that?
Beefads.net.
Ooh, I might need to get that.
Yes, and... Oh, there we go.
But does it come with that?
Ooh, yes, please.
Right?
That's how my beard was before I had to shave
it. Right down to the plaid shirt there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the whole aluminum aluminium thing. Don't hit me, bro.
Yeah, he's foreign. It's all right. So you can get a four... Here, Rachel. You remember how I was talking about I needed to put stuff into the the Xbox and PlayStation, right? New space.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a Seagate portable 4 terabyte external USB 3 hard drive for $95.
Yeah, if I had $95 extra, it's
Black Friday. These are Black Friday deals again over geek-io.net, so it's Amazon. Nintendo Switch is $299.
Ooh,
that's not bad.
Amazon Fire Stick $29.99 refurbished.
Salt lamps. Why is that mission of me things that I don't use?
Actually, salt lamps, the Himalayan salt lamps are really good.
Yeah.
Sounds vaguely racist. Sounds like
they're
something...
made out of natural Himalayans.
Oh, okay. We weren't going there, but I'm glad.
I went there, you're welcome.
There we go. We turned down a bit I wanted to do on this show because it was going to be too racist.
We'll do it in the post show.
An iRobot Roomba.
We'll do it in the post show.
Yeah, it's alright.
You can
buy socks.
Socks!
Socks!
I have socks.
Google Wi-Fi system, the three router pack, which is normally $350 for Black Friday, is $250. That's actually very tempting.
Around Hamilton Beach. Griddle. You got a griddle.
Aww,
Little Bit Star Wars Droid Inventor Kit for $68.
Yeah.
Music. Amazon Music for 3 months you can get for 33 cents. For new subscribers only.
Oh, damn it. That's the issue. I'm in every Amazon ecosystem now, like including Audible now, geek-io.net/Audible. They did a sale a while ago where your first 3 months were $5.
Right.
And I'm like, yes, that's awesome. And then they're like, hey, on Black Friday, Audible's doing a thing where your first 3 months are $1. I'm like, you son of a bitch!
Right.
Another one's 74 cents. I might have to sign up for that.
From what I was... I look through these because I do Black Friday shopping on Thursdays because F Black Friday.
It was F Black Friday.
So don't at me on that one. So Carrie's one of those... I love Carrie. But she's one of those people that's like, I'm never going to... I refuse to shop on Thursday.
Right. Is that huge here? Like, it's like people like staunchly.
It's hit and miss. Well, there are groups of people that are like, no, I'm going out.
Ooh.
So
I don't care what anybody says. And there are people that are like, I'll wait till tomorrow.
Well, it's a holiday. Right. I refuse to shop on holidays. Poor people. These poor people. I love meeting and talking with employees. That's how I've met all my cast member friends. Everything like that. Like, I sit and I talk to employees because they're people. You don't act like jackasses, especially at Black Friday.
The first year we went shopping on a Thursday, we went and it was like, 9 o'clock at night I went? And
yeah.
And you went out later because we switched off and our girlfriend Amber actually brought us. So I went out early. No, CJ went out first and I went out later because I went and took a nap.
Right.
I needed a nap before going to the things. But obviously one of us stayed home with the kids and one of us went out. And we were shopping for each other. So I was like,
you're like, let's not have the other one
just,
there.
Just let me know how much I can spend, or how much you want stuff, or which stuff you want for the kids. I'll pick it up on my card. Blah blah blah. Because you know, moms carry the burden of basically shopping for everybody while the husband gets, you know, what he wants to do. Typically. It's the way it just happens, and mom wraps everything because it's
drink for
happens.
CJ yelling something off my
microphone. Right. So Amber is the spouse of a police officer. She has her concealed carry permit, and she always concealed carries, especially when she's going out at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning to Toys R Us. Before RIP,
right?
Before rest in peace. So here we are at Toys R Us, and there's one very belligerent, jerky person. And he makes me look tiny. And I stand 6 foot, so making me look tiny is scary. But this poor little, like, 5 foot nothing employee at Toys R Us is just like... And I turned around and I'm like, dude, it's too early in the morning for this shit. Leave her alone.
Right.
And her eyes got real big and wide because he had just been, and it had been like, I was walking around the store and you could hear this man with every single person interacting. So I ended up standing and talking to this employee, and I'm like, by choice or by chance, you know, are you here by choice or because
is this
you are on
your schedule? Right.
She goes, please, they pay us double time and a half. And I was like, girl, I'd be there too.
And she's like, and I
get overnight differential because it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I had a very similar one at a large, big, red shooting range store.
Oh, shooting.
With Adorable Pupper, yes.
Yes. With that the middle song.
Yes.
Why you meet me in?
Why don't you meet me in the middle?
Maybe in the women's clothing section.
Yes,
got it.
So I was talking to one of the people up there, and she's like, "Yeah, I chose to work here because one, I can't stand my family. Two, I get paid. I get paid double time. And three, I don't have to work tomorrow.
Four, that was before we had to listen to that song on repeat.
Yes, and she's like, and also, I would. She goes." You're able to walk around in here. Nobody's fighting each other. Nobody's beating up each other.
Right?
Everybody around... Most people in here are very... Like, they're full from food, from Thanksgiving. They're happy. Like, nobody's really coming in there grumpy and pissed off about everything. But she goes, sure as hell, I'm going to be in here tomorrow. I would be in here tomorrow morning at 4 a.m.
Right.
And there, I would be lucky to physically not get punched. Mm-hmm. So I will take...
And I was just trying to get into the store to be on the clock.
And I will take... Getting double pay and having a much more relaxing thing, right. Not having to work tomorrow. So, thank you.
Thank you. You're right. By the way, can we talk about that song? Because that song happened within the 7 months. I wanted to talk about that song when it came out. That song was on repeat at the large red, small white circle store.
Yes.
Which is why.
We're just going to call it Spot because that's the dog's name.
Spot's adorable.
Speaking of
not sponsored, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us. Also, Entertainment Roundabout has PlayStation 4 1TB Spider-Man bundle.
There you go.
For $199.
For what?
$199.
$199
yeah.
For the terabyte bundle?
Yeah. PlayStation 4 1TB Spider-Man
Christ.
Bundle $199.
I think we spent $199 on the extension stuff.
That is insane.
I'm listening to all this, and then here I am going, and the camera will probably reflect this, me going like that.
That is crazy.
You just see JL going.
I need this,
you said you were thinking about the Switch, so
I mean, I still need that in my life. Though.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, you are a Pokemon, though, so...
I am a Pokemon, so I need
Gale's
to...
an adorable Pokemon.
I have a cute little Pokemon.
I about died on camera when Eevee joined. I'm like, oh my god, he's on! He has a voice! Yeah, I was just yelling, he has a voice!
Yeah, sort of consoles, and then... No, that can't be right. The X-Bone 1S Minecraft 1TB... Creators bundle is $199 as well.
Okay, so just comparing with the trying to compare with the
right
PlayStation, but a brand new amazing game that is it is my game of the year. Like
right.
there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like I'm now on my second playthrough of Spider-Man, trying to platinum that game. Like it is my game of the year this year. getting that and a terabyte console for a freaking 200, like, that's insane.
Oof. Might have to pick that up.
That is ridiculously... That is awesome. Like, because we bought ours when Destiny dropped with it. We got the cool white Destiny one. Yeah. And,
But see, the Spiderman one doesn't come with any Spidermanness. It's just a black one.
Comes with Spiderman. It's a $60 game. So you're paying $130 for a system. Like, because Spider-Man's still $60, my dude.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come with the Spider-Man.
You can buy a $20, you can buy a $10 freaking sticker. You put Spider-Man on your PlayStation.
No, I'm going to print out, no, it's almost a bums up.
Butts up.
Butts up.
The rules of butts up and just put it on your PlayStation.
It's now on a t-shirt at Genetic Lifetime.
There's no words for my life.
No. So,
you knew what you were getting into.
You
don't
knew
even.
What this show was. You don't even.
I'm just looking at body washes.
That is a ridiculously good deal, though.
But speaking by the way, fun fact: through the end of for the next 7 hours and 10 minutes, Bath and Body Works has $3.95 for their all of their bath and shower gels and body washes.
Hmm.
Anywhere from $1.05 to $12.55.
Right. What are the spot deals? I'm trying to. Yeah, let's go through the spot deals.
Spot deals. Spot we were deals. Just talking about them. What do we got?
You
spot.
You play with spot deals. I'm going to.
Black Friday
pick up and clean up dinner.
Aww,
because
picking up.
I live in Florida.
So Dale's going to be leaving with a lot of food on Sunday.
Apparently.
So much food.
I might have to
buy the Rubbermaid 28-piece easy finds lid storage set for $7.99.
So, all right, the Spot has on Black Friday the Switch, the red and blue Switch.
Mm.
For $2.99 plus Mario Kart.
Ooh.
So $60 game, still dropping it down to $2.39. I mean, still $100 more than what you're paying for the PlayStation, but it's not the Switch.
I want the Switch, sorry.
I know.
The Switch is so pretty. Yeah, $2.99. Just hand on the Switch will go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll probably release sticker overs for
I almost brought my Switch with me. I almost did. If I wasn't stressing getting out the door, I would have.
Right.
I would have brought this.
There's a Tower Air Flyer XL for $49.
That remote controlled BB-8 that everybody was wanting a couple of years ago is $49.99.
We've also got Apple Watch Series 3 starting at $199. You mean that thing? Yeah.
Roomba.
And
we get
a crock pot for $69.
Hey.
Croc top. Crikey. Do you wear croc tops while playing Bums Up?
Yes.
What do you
croc top, bro? Croc top, bro.
49-inch LG TV, 4K, $329.
That's a little more than I want to spend on
40-inch TV.
Dots. It's also 4K though. That's the reason why it's more expensive.
This is true.
So okay, because I am the derp.
Yes.
So
yeah,
okay.
What is special that for? Actually, yeah,
hey,
legit. Hey,
I have
hi,
this.
CJ, you got this.
So your normal HDMI has four settings.
Uh-huh.
Has four what you would consider high definition has four settings: 480i, 480p, 1080i, and 1080p.
Gotcha.
Okay.
1080i, so 1080p has a resolution of approximately 2,000. Dots per inch.
Okay.
DPI.
Mm-hmm.
4K is double that.
Huh.
So it is.
So it's like super hyper high definition.
Yes. Also has a naturally occurring yellow coloring to it, which may not sound like it's a big deal to it, but your normal television has red, green, blue.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every other color that you see on there is generated from those three colors.
Yeah.
Right.
This generates the 4K resolution allows you to have yellow put in there, which brings out every other color that could possibly have yellow attached to it, which is a lot of colors. Yellow is a major color. So
It's not
a primary color.
Not a primary color.
But it is a major color, especially in nature.
I had a thought in my head going, yellow is a not a primary color.
No, you're...
Is not...
Actually, no, it is a primary color. Red, green, red, blue, yellow are your two, three colors.
Three colors. What's that?
But your televisions have always been red, green, blue, because it's, oh, that's just kind of how it always has been. Because nobody needed yellow. But, and now people realize that yellow is a big deal.
Huh.
Hey, you guys learned something.
Right. Derek Lash. This is Thanksgiving.
Happy birthday, Dale, says Raul.
Hi, Raul. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's why 4K is such a big deal, because it has literally double the what you can see out of it on from a 1080p television screen.
Right.
Also, it can if you... This is dumb because no human eye can see it, but it can also handle frame rates up to 128 frames per second.
Because
the normal human eye can only see, the best human eye in the world can see 74 frames per second.
So it's overcompensating.
Yes.
It's like the master small penis thing.
Yeah. So I mean, it's very pretty, but that's literally all it is. I, as a blind person, have no need for a 4K TV, and I don't see myself ever needing a 4K TV.
Right.
That being said,
yeah, fun fact:
a 43-inch LG smart TV is $269.
That's
actually not bad. Soundbar, which I might actually pick up, like legitimately, a Vizio soundbar is $49.99.
That's not bad.
That's really good. It's normally $79.99. Gigantic ass TV. Here we go. So your Samsung...
Ass TV, my favorite.
Yes.
I mean, does it talk out of it, though?
Yes. So Samsung 55-inch 4K HD smart television with 120 frames per second motion rate, $399. Save $130.
Ooh. Hey, guess what, though?
What, though?
What, though? That's all nice, right? That's all. That's all pretty and shiny.
All right, all right.
All right. I'm not afraid of a good time. No.
It's a hell of a feeling.
It's a hell of a feeling.
Pre-show bits!
Pre-show bits! It's a hell of a feeling. That could be a new t-shirt design, I'm not even gonna lie. It's a hell of a feeling, though.
It's a hell of a feeling, though.
Get taken down in one day, like my Be Batman shirt.
Oh.
I still have.
It's the one and only, like, limited edition. The most limited of limited editions. Right.
If I ever want to sell that thing, we'll go to the highest bidder. Do that for Extra Life one here. The Greatest Showman DVD is only $4.
That's worth it. It's still one of my favorite movies.
I have some in it.
We may be able to rectify that. If I can...
You know, watch it right now. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
I could. I have it on...
digital.
Yeah, I have it on digital.
Fair.
All TVs on sale!
All TVs. All of them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one.
I don't need a new TV.
And bed sheets, apparently, according to my own thing.
And
all the Roku streaming sticks. So yes. Like, half price of fun. Ooh, Google Home Hub is $99.
That's a really good deal.
50% off Kinect 4 Shots. The hell is Kinect 4 Shots? It's the way you take a shot every time you take a thing down.
I would.
Pretty drinky, sis.
Pretty drinky. Ah! That ad, though. We're talking about that ad, though.
Pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, God.
I obviously didn't see the three things I put right in the bottom.
God damn,
it's
90s
like my Frozen
ads.
Rant the other day. Oh, by the way, I've missed the show so much, I haven't had an outlet for my random rants. Why the hell do they own... This is going to be really weird out of context, okay. But you know the movie Frozen?
I do know the movie Frozen. I have a daughter, yes, I know the movie Frozen.
He's got a wife, too,
yes. Why the hell did I have, like, 1,000 salad plates? Like, when have they ever needed previously...
8,000 salad plates? And the worst thing is, she didn't know that they had them, which is a physical impossibility.
Right. Like, we're going to keep these 8,000 salad plates just in storage somewhere.
And never tell the princess about them.
Never tell the princess about them. Never tell, like, anyone else.
Yeah.
If there's this one person that knows,
yeah,
the person that's carrying them out, and like Anna's running down from down the hall, which
yeah, Anna being an obnoxious little asshole,
all sorts of running up and down, and like nearly smashed 7,999 of those salad plates.
For real though.
For real though, like how many trips does that take?
So many.
I had a rant the other day in my apartment for 10 minutes about these damn Sadler planes.
This does not surprise me one bit from you, by the way. Not a single bit. I know you. This does not surprise me whatsoever.
Also, we needed like the whole kingdom to open. The fact that all 8,000 were clean at one given time as well.
Yeah. So, like, okay. So, the palace has been closed for over 10 years.
Right.
Those plates are dirty as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those poor servant people have been washing those plates for at least a month now.
Well, yeah, how long did they know that the thing was going to be open?
Yeah, when was the coronation beginning to be planned?
Right.
And when did the people in the palace workers know it? Because, honestly, Anna didn't know anything before, like, a day and a half before it started happening.
Right.
Everyone working overtime to clean these
8,000 salad plates.
Damn salad plates.
Yes.
Like,
Jesus.
And all I have them sparkly clean.
Yep.
All of them to be neatly stacked in like 1,000 bundles.
Yeah.
No, 4,000 bundles because he was juggling too.
Yes.
By the way, for none of those, like for that animation, for none of them to smash as well, like that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Good
camera. All right, so games. If you were to jump into the PlayStation 4, uh-huh. for example, since it's on sale for a really good freaking deal.
It is tempting.
You can get Overwatch for $15.
Ooh.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, CJ.
You can buy Wolfenstein
for
$15 where you can kill Nazis!
I'd rather have 8,000 damn salad plates, thanks, though.
Also, Lego Jurassic World.
Where you can also...
God of War is $25, which is a really good game.
Huh.
Dragon Ball FighterZ is $25, if you want to get bodied by me over and over. I know you weren't... Were you around for Raul and I doing Dragon Ball FighterZ?
I think so.
Raul being so depressed because he... I'm going to go play something easy, like Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
I'm sorry, Raul.
Whoops.
I play fighting games.
What I do.
I play three types of games, really. I play role-playing games, I play stealth games, and I play fighting games.
And that's all you do.
Like, those are my three kinds of games that I go to. And, like, I love fighters. It's so good. And you just came in and got bodied. Soul Calibur 6 is $35. I am picking that up. There is no ifs, ands, or buts.
There is no
ifs,
or buts.
Don't message me on Discord, people.
Do not do that. Thanks, though.
Spider-Man PS4 is also on sale at $199 at Spot. Regular. It's saving $100.
On what?
The PlayStation 4.
Right.
And an extra controller, if you wanted to get it, is $39.99 down from $59.99.
Hmm. That's why I'm not. There we go. It's fine. Yay, hotel Wi-Fi.
I'm surprisingly like holding up.
Right?
Like, really good.
Small kitchen appliances. You wear small kitchen appliances.
So, I mean, you have a small kitchen.
I do have a small kitchen.
So,
well,
we'll
talk about that later on. I need to have a rant about the small groceries that Australia's been doing. Australia's been real weird since I've been away, by the way.
Australia's been weird regardless.
This is true.
Deadpool is on sale for $9. The surprisingly good Jumanji sequel is $9.
Oh, by the way, we'll probably talk about this next hour, but what is that? What is that Deadpool sequel? Once Upon a Deadpool.
Oh my god.
Oh, they are basically taking Princess Bride where
yes.
he's telling the story of that's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. Is he dressing as Deadpool or is he actually Ryan Reynolds?
No, it's Fred Savage from Princess
okay,
Bride.
Fred
yeah.
Savage is
the kid, and the Princess
yeah.
Bride. God damn that movie.
I love that stupid movie.
So, alright, so, rant time. Since this got brought up in Discord.
After this rant, we're going to take a break.
This got brought up in Discord, why I hate Princess Bride so much.
Uh-huh.
So, it started off as...
like fun things.
No, it started off as, I just don't like this movie about as much other people. I'm glad you all enjoy it. So, it was that, because I'm not really one... You know me. I'm not one of those, like, divisive people that is like, you can't enjoy this because I didn't enjoy it. It was one of those things... I'm glad you enjoy it. I did not get the same amount of enjoyment out of it.
Right.
I'm going to mark this up as I don't like it.
I'm like that with most things except for Wolfenstein 2. I'll do a hard no on that.
You can kill zombies. You can kill zombies.
Zombies.
There are zombies. There are zombie Nazis in there.
No zombies. Gotcha.
But so it evolved into there to getting people yelling at me about me saying I just don't like it. Like, not saying I don't like anything about it. So then I went film school on it.
Right.
And dove down into the shoddy editing, the bad, the halfway decent acting, the horrible script, really bad direction, shitty fight choreography. Like, you want to make me hate this movie? I'm going to fucking hate this movie.
Right.
Backed me into a corner.
And now he has to watch it once a year with me just to appease me.
I usually sleep through it, so.
That's okay. It's fine. Still watch it with me.
She just cuddles up on my arm and there. Cool. I'm done. There's a hackathon board game that is on sale for 50% off. Monster Crunch.
Monster Crunch.
Oh, is that they said whites and wagers? And I was really weirded out.
anything else of note in there?
Giant ass Jenga tower for $40.
Fair. Is it the same as what is it? Oh, there's Coles spelled incorrectly here.
Spelled correctly. All Pokemon tins are 50% off.
Mostly asleep right now.
Inflatable T-Rex.
Because that's still a trend.
It is. Well,
I have one of them. It's called my husband.
Yay!
The 6th gen iPad is $249 available at the Big W.
Sorry, how much is Overwatch? Was $15 for PlayStation.
Ooh, I can get a hoverboard and be real trendy on that for $99.
Oh yeah, it's so 2016 trendy.
Big W. You know me, right in front of the trends.
Yes, absolutely. Just fully staying on those trends.
Fully staying on bleeding those trends. Heads. How long ago would you did this show?
White and wit. Yes, that's absolutely how I read it. WIGHTS, you know, like the undead things.
Why
don't you take a break?
We're gonna take a quick break. On the other side of this, we got a couple of news stories to get into because it wouldn't be. One's gonna be a rant. One's gonna be.
I'd like to point out you have a pregnant woman at this table. Everything is gonna become a rant.
Everything's gonna become a rant. Hey, right, one's gonna be a what the hell Australia, one's gonna be what the hell universe, and another one's gonna be what the hell Dale.
Fair.
There we go.
All right.
All this and more coming right back at you in hour two of the Generic Live. Very Generic Live Thanksgiving. We'll see you all very soon.
One of these days you'll get it right.
I'll know the name of my show soon.
Maybe.
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 No promises.
Hashtag no promises.